96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We all feel some kind of stress from time to time. You could feel it on your job. You could feel it at home with your family. Sometimes you can even feel it in your car. Yeah, there are some folks out there who have to deal with it then. But how do you deal with it? How do you maintain your composure under intense pressure, under immense stress? Well, tonight we're examining those questions, and hopefully we can find some answers for those who do not deal with stress well. My guests are Dr. Cindy Dominique. She is a clinical psychologist, and Nicole Turner. She is a detox strategist. Lines are open. If you want to talk about this, if you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a problem dealing with stress in a positive manner. And on the other side, if you never let them see you sweat, we want to hear from you, too. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR, or Daily Drum, WHUR. Nicole, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
And Dr. Dominique, thanks for joining me. First time on the program, so I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, now, you have already proven to me that you are a calm person because you have come in here and you have interacted with me and you have just been at one level. But not everybody can do that. Talk to me a little bit about why some people just don't deal with stress well.
Depending on the situation, the circumstances, all those things play into an individual who's having difficulty or experiencing stress. And let me start out by saying that stress can actually be a good thing. All stress is not bad. And we have this mindset that stress overall is a negative connotation associated with it. But stress helps us to be motivated. It helps us to focus. But depending on the person's experiences and the particular situation, that can determine how well they handle that stressor.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a difference between stress and tension?
I would associate those two as the same.
Okay.
Because you hear a lot of people have, they say they have a stress headache, but sometimes they might say it's a tension headache. For me, they're synonymous.
But what about adrenaline? And I'll give you an example because some jobs, for example, and let's just talk about jobs, whether you are a professional athlete or in this job, for example, you could be you could be a news anchor. You know, we have a lot of adrenaline in this job. We have breaking news. Stuff happens. If you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, even sometimes if you are you could be in school, you know, working on your undergrad degree or your master's degree. And you're using that tension, that adrenaline to motivate you. And yet some people still present or demonstrate some really, really unpleasant ways of dealing with that. Same thing?
Yes and no. It's like two sides of the same coin. On one side, it's motivating. Some people run towards a crisis situation. They love the adrenaline through their body. But on the other hand, you have people who run away from it, and that's not where they want to be. So they run away. So you ever heard of fight or flight?
Right.
Along the same lines. And there's also freeze. Some people get stuck and they don't act in any way.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nicole, some people would say stress is toxic. As a detox strategist, how do you deal with stress? If you're under stress, can you still function without losing it?
It depends. What's the cause of the stress? Because if it's health related or financial related or relationship or job related, people respond very differently. So first, depending on the severity of the stress, you want to have to identify if it's self-inflicted stress, because some things are really not outside sources that are stressing us. We ourselves, you know, we always are waiting for the shoe to drop or waiting for something bad to happen that never happens, and we stress ourselves. So in determining what's the root cause of that stress first, and then, you know, sometimes when we're stressed, we just need to take a step back And we've seen, I remember on the Cosby Show, when Claire was upset with one of the kids and she started counting to 100,
mm-hmm.
that counting really does work because it kind of shifts our focus. You wouldn't think it would, but just focusing on numbers shift our focus from the stress. But everybody handles stress very differently. Like, some people can thrive in stress. They, like you guys mentioned, the adrenaline rush, but some people, they literally fall apart. And stress levels are different for each individual. What's stressful for you and what's stressful for Cindy may be totally different for what's stressful for me. So we all handle it differently. So there's no one antidote to resolve a person's situation when they're dealing with stress, because everybody is different. But first, I would say identify what's the root cause of the stress. Is it really something stressful, or is it self-inflicted? You're just worrying about whatever, but there's no real reason to worry.
And that counting to 100, I think, is interesting because in the example that you use, yeah, the Claire Huxtable thing, you know, sometimes, you know, it's one, it's two, it's three. And then for some people, it's one, it's two, it's 100. I mean, you know, you go, like they say, you go from zero to 100.
Real
and
quick.
Then, yeah, then you explode. Is there a way for you to deal with those stresses, Dr. Dominique, without just losing your mind, whatever it happens to be? Because, you know, like Nicole just said, some of these stresses, some of these worries, for lack of a better term, can, you know, they're coming. Okay. But then sometimes those things are instantaneous. And I've seen people that under really stressful circumstances, you know, they are just, they're at level one and level two, never get higher than that. What kind of, is it a personality thing?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's a personality thing, but I would more so say that it's a learned experience. If they've had stressful situations in the past and this is what they've done to help them deal with that stressful situation and it's worked for them, then they're going to continue to work, use that method. I'm like everybody else. I'm human. Although I'm a clinical psychologist, I get stressed just like everyone else. And when Nicole was talking about taking the time out, yes, I stop and think before I engage, because I may say something that might be inappropriate or lash out at somebody, but I have to really take the time out to stop and think, because I don't want to be that person. And there's all these other things that come along with how you respond. So really taking the time out to stop and think.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about maintaining your composure under intense pressure, under intense stress. How do you keep from losing it when you're in a pressure situation? And I kind of joked about this a little bit earlier, but I want both of you to comment on that. One of the things that's happening right now in the news is that the Prince George's County Police Chief has said that there has been a rise in deadly violence in Prince George's County, and he attributes that to the fact that people have not been able to walk away from confrontational, stressful situations. And if people could do that, he believes that many of these incidents would not continue to, number one, be stressful and indeed result in deadly violence. Do you agree with that? Is that possible? And if so, how can people do that?
To some degree, I say yes. But you also have to think of the environment, what that person has experienced. Again, each case is different and everyone's stressors are different. But you think about a person's ego. Male ego, that's a big thing within the African-American community. If someone tests you in a fashion, then you want to stand there and be firm. You see animals do this all the time. Who's the bigger beast? So if I run away, then what does that say about myself? But we can always use some other things such as crisis intervention, and a lot of police departments are currently utilizing this instead of using their weapons to respond to an individual who might have psychiatric symptoms, or if that person's on substances. So you have to use other tools in your repertoire in order to deal with specific situations. Everyone doesn't have those tools.
Your thoughts about that, Nicole?
I think in general, a lot of people are stressed. Let's go back to a few weeks ago in Chester, Pennsylvania, when The road was merging for construction, and the white male driver was upset with the young African-American woman who had recently graduated from high school on her way to college, and he shot her and killed her on the spot. So many people, and especially in the climate today, so many people are on edge. So many people are stressed with living paycheck to paycheck. They're stressed with trying to take care of their parents. They're stressed with their relationships. They may have a coworker on their job. There's so much more now that people are carrying, and they don't have an outlet. And we know that the mental health system in the United States of America is not that great, in the sense that there's not enough funding put into it, and there's still stigmas tied to it. So people, even when family members know that you have an issue, they, oh, that's just Cousin Nikki. Mm-hmm. She's just crazy. You know, but no, we need to get help for those people. And because so many people are living literally on the edge, most people are one situation away from completely just freaking out. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say that there's a remedy for that, because life is hard for a lot of people, and that's the reality we live in. But how do we get past that? I don't know how we would get past that.
And that's why we have Dr. Dominique to talk about that. We're going to get to that in a bit. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Being cool under pressure, how do you do it? How do you keep your cool head? How do you keep from losing it when you are under extreme conditions? Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. David, calling from D.C. David, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello, doctor. Hello, good afternoon, everybody. What are you doing? I'm sorry. How you doing?
Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just have a quick comment. Doc, I kind of somewhat agree with you, madam, and I somewhat don't.
Okay.
Due to the fact that, and I respect your opinion because I've read about you, I've heard about you, you're an awesome person. But the thing about it, madam, is that this. You remember when Chief Lenore from the Metropolitan Police Department did altar call? It worked. And, you know, for you as being a psychiatrist, I would say that you check that out. That works. So you have to have the officers on the streets. He should have been done this a long time ago. That's the reason why his crime rate is going through the roof, because he's not having the officers walking the beat.
Well, let me, though, David, let me not get too much into the weeds, because, you know, what Chief Lewinsky is talking about is not just specific to Prince George's County. I just use that as an example.
Oh,
we have seen all over this country, whether it be in urban communities, rural communities, suburban communities, where situations, as Nicole just mentioned, where stressful situations or not being able to control one's temper has led to violence and in some cases deadly violence. So I was just using that as an example.
I guess, Mr. Harrell, what I'm saying is that I'm in that law enforcement field, and I actually came out of, I'm still in the detective, but when I come out and I go into the streets, Mr. Harrell, you're right, you could defuse a lot of situations. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes, you know, you have to, when you come into the situation as law enforcement, and when you're able to, you could defuse a situation very quickly. And I guess that's where I'm kind of like iffy with her on, because it's not all about you have to sit back and mentally analyze and all stuff, because again, I don't have that type of education. But, you know, what I learned being in the law enforcement field, when you come up in your presence and people treat you like they know you just like them, I put my pants on one leg at a time, just mm-hmm. like you. At that time now, you gave the respect of the community. So which means you don't have to worry about all this other crazy stuff that's going on.
Well, David, again, and I'll have Dr. Dominique respond briefly because I've got to go into a break. But I'm not sure education has anything to do with it. I think this and this doesn't have so much to do with police versus members of the community. I'm talking about individuals versus individuals and how they deal with stressful situations that can lead to more severe situations quickly. Dr. Dominique.
As Nicole stated, we're all on edge, and it's a tipping point. It's a fine line between moving towards a situation and moving away from it. But we really have to work hard to think about it and be in the moment, because that one decision that you make, whether you thought about it instantly or you didn't, can change your life.
Excellent point. Go ahead. Go right ahead, Nicole.
One point I wanted to make to this, extending the police hours to 12 hours a day, that creates stress within itself for the police officers.
Interesting.
So that's a whole nother situation, working 12-hour days, walking the beat and trying to deal with the crime. That's another stressful.
Shift work is major.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the shift on your job. how you deal with stress, whether it's during your 9-to-5 or whether you're dealing with those stresses at home, and how do you demonstrate a cool head or a hot head? How do you stay cool? Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We're going to talk to Cecile, James, and Donna. And also, I think it's C-Wright also. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.